Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. This week I want to talk to you about resetting your stress levels. This has come around, or the reason I'm sharing this is because I noticed a while ago that I've had a fairly stressful life. I moved to various different continents before I was even sort of 3 months old. We did move every 2 or 3 years, somewhere around that, when I was very young. My parents separated, we moved back to the UK. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all the details, but I feel when I look back at my life that I've had quite a lot of stress for quite a few years. And I think that it's set sort of a precedent for where my body sort of automatically resided in regards to stress. And something I noticed that was quite interesting was that when there wasn't something particularly stressful going on, like moving country or getting divorced or whatever else, that I would get really stressed about little things. It's almost like that was the sort of stress level that my body was used to. So it reacted to anything and brought itself back to that kind of level. I haven't done any scientific research into this, so I can't say that it's sort of, an absolute. But I just thought it was interesting. And recently what I've been doing is I've been imagining myself lying underneath a tree and just totally and utterly relaxing. And I can feel that it's like my body, I'm reteaching my body how to relax, to let go of the stress that it holds without even thinking about it. Now, for me, I imagine myself under a tree because for some reason it's my peaceful place. I've had many trees through my life that I've enjoyed lying under in the dappled sunlight when the air is really, really warm and it's so peaceful and there's no one around and I feel like I've got not a care in the world. Now, I'm not suggesting that you imagine yourself under a tree in dappled sunlight. Maybe that works for you. But I imagine that you will have your own memory of when you were deeply, deeply relaxed. And if you want to reset your stress levels, maybe you can try and picture yourself in that. When I do it, what I also imagine is I imagine like all of my cells, the whole of my sort of internal network of being, my physicality, just totally and utterly easing in and relaxing. And now when I feel my stress level rise, I'm aware that most of the time I end up getting stressed, as I said, about little things that aren't actually that big. So I have to remind myself that this is just because my body has been used to stress in the past. It's reacting to a minor thing in the way it would react to a big thing. And then I need to remind myself that I can actually let go of that stress. I don't need to hold on to it. I don't need to keep being set in that pattern, and that I can interrupt it by reminding myself what it feels like to be deeply relaxed. And I've noticed that, having done this for a while now, that I have a lot less stress in my life, and that when I do have something stressful, I'm able to step out of that stress a lot more easily. I find it a lot more easy to recognize it, to see it for what it really is, and not to buy into the story around it and the sort of the panic and the whatever else that goes with it, that really isn't actually necessary and is really harmful to our sort of way of being, our relationships, to all sorts of things. So anyway, it's something that I'm playing with. It's not fully formed in my sort of understanding of it. But since a lot of people seem to suffer with stress nowadays, I thought you might find it useful. So I hope you've enjoyed this week's Thought Bite. If you've been listening to some of my more recent episodes, you'll know that I've recently created a Happiness Boost course. It's completely free, it's 7 days, and it gives you a number of techniques to help you boost your happiness levels and hopefully alter how you interact with your life. That's in the links below, along with my contact details, my social media, and any other relevant links that you might like to follow. Have a super duper week, and I'll catch you again next week. Lots of love. Bye bye.